Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of music of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the Baroque. And tonight, our main feature will be a Cantus Firmus Mass, one of the more famous of the Cantus Firmus Masses, this one by Antoine Bunois, 15th century French Burgundian composer. We're going to hear his Missa O Crux Lignum with the Orlando Consort performing. There's also music for His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, music of Matthew Locke. And we will conclude with music from Shakespeare's plays, and we'll hear some of his more well-known songs by Thomas Morley and Robert Johnson, songs which were then incorporated actually into the plays themselves with the musicians of the globe. We'll do that at the end of the program. And we begin with Antoine Bunois, whose dates are 1430 to 1492. He was a French composer and poet of the early Renaissance Burgundian school, composer of sacred music, motets, one of the most renowned 15th century composers of secular chansons. He was the leading figure in the Burgundian school after the death of Guillaume Dufay. He had an early association with the French royal court as early as the 1450s. There's references to him appearing there. And in 1461, he was a chaplain at Tours. Tours, the abbot of Tours, was the king of France. That he was not entirely a man of peace, though, Antoine, that is indicated by a petition for absolution that he filed in Tours dating February 1461, in which he admitted to being part of a group that beat up a priest not once but five times to the point of bloodshed. And while in a state of anathema for that, he was foolhardy enough to celebrate Mass, an act which got him excommunicated. However, Pope Pius II pardoned him. He moved from the cathedral to the collegiate church of St. Martin, also in Tours, where he became a subdeacon in 1465. Johannes Ockeghem was treasurer at that institution, and the two composers seem to have known each other well. Later in 1465, Bunois moved to Poitiers, where he not only became master of the choir boys, but managed to attract a flood of talented singers from the entire region. In 1466, he moved to Burgundy, where he joined the court of Charles the Bold. In addition to his love of war, Charles the Bold loved music, and Bunois seemed to prosper in his service. He also accompanied the Duke on all his military campaigns, but at the Battle of Nancy in 1477, Charles was killed. Bunois remained for a while in the employ of the Burgundian court until 1482, but nothing exact is known about his exploits between then and 1492, when he died. He wrote sacred music, secular music, as I said, his sacred music, two Cantus Firmus Masses. We're going to hear one of those tonight. Also, he wrote some motets. Eight motets have survived. He is a composer of the famous tune, it's believed, The Armed Man, one of the most widely distributed melodies of the Renaissance, and one of the most often used, more than any other probably, as a cantus firmus for mass composition. He wrote chansons, French secular songs. These are the works upon which his reputation mainly rests, mostly rondos. But tonight we have the famous mass, Missa O Crux Lignum, from this CD, which features the Orlando Consort. You know, Few late medieval composers have generated such an intensity of scholarly and musical interest over the past 15 to 20 years, as has Bunuel. And the Orlando concert, which made its American debut in 1992 at an international conference devoted to the composer, has been at the forefront of this recent development and has programmed his music in numerous performance venues throughout the world. Here's a performance of it right now, the Missa O Crux Lignum of Antoine Bunuel. The Orlando Consort performs.
Oh.
music of Antoine Bunois. His dates, 1430 to 1492. French Burgundian composer, and performed by the Orlando Consort. We heard his Missa O Crux Lignum. Robert Hare Jones, countertenor. Mark Doble, tenor. Angus Smith, tenor. And baritone was Donald Grieg. Probably more than any other person or group, the Orlando Consort has championed the music of Bunois, and that's why in the last 20 years, as I've said, he's been getting a lot more recognition. Since its formation in 1988, the award-winning Orlando Consort has been hailed as the most imaginative champion of vocal music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Matthew Locke, English Baroque composer, music theorist. His dates, 1621-1677. In 1673, Locke's treatise on music theory, Melothesia, was published. The title page describes him as composer in ordinary to His Majesty and organist of Her Majesty's Chapel, those monarchs being Charles II and Catherine of Braganza. Locke also served King Charles as composer of the wind music, music for the king's sackbuts and cornets, and composer for the violins. His successor in that latter office was Henry Purcell. Locke has been described as Purcell's mentor. Well, we're going to hear the music for His Majesty's sackbuts and cornets right now, music of Matthew Locke. Here's the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble.
Thank you.
Music for His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. Music of Matthew Locke, as performed there by the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble from a CD called Weekend Brass, Trumpet Voluntary. Some nice things in there. You're listening to Distant Mirror. We know that Shakespeare was baptized on April 26th, 1564, but we're not really sure of the date of his birth. But most experts have settled on April 23rd. That way it coincides with the date of his death, meaning that he lived exactly 62 years. And so to conclude Distant Mirror, I thought that I would present some of his better-known songs from the plays. There were songs which were written specifically for plays or songs that already existed that were then put into the plays. You'll recognize most or all of these, so I won't tell you the titles till the end. I've also thrown in two lute pieces since instrumental music was used as the audience was taking its seat, and it was also used as intermezzi. Here is The Musicians of the Globe from a CD called Shakespeare's Music.
It was an honor and his last with a hit, with a hope and a
sweet love is love asleep in springtime. mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, stay and hear your true love's coming. Oh, stay and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's ending, lovers meeting, every wise man's son doth know. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's ending, lovers meeting, every wise man's son doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty, then come kiss me, sweet and twenty, youth's a stuff will not endure. In delay there lies no plenty, then come kiss me, sweet and twenty, youth's a stuff will not endure.
Music from Shakespeare's plays to conclude Distant Mirror. We heard Thomas Morley, It Was a Lover and His Lass, from As You Like It. Then two anonymous lute pieces, Kemp's Jig and Robin. We follow that with more Thomas Morley, this time from Twelfth Night, O Mistress Mine. Full Fathom 5, and Where the Bee Sucks, both of those from The Tempest, concluded both by Robert Johnson. A performance there by the musicians of the globe. And thanks for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network by going to our website, wwfm.org, clicking on donate/renew, and renewing your membership or becoming a member. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, salus et vita.